In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, they say that there are three things that turn a nice home into a truly pleasant place to live. There are three things that turn a properly run business into a very prosperous enterprise. Three things that turn a place with good food into a great restaurant. Those three things are, of course, location, location, and location. Things may be fine otherwise, but if they are in the wrong location, they do poorly or even utterly fail. Our Lord's parable today uses the same idea as an allegory of spiritual life. The sower sows good seed, but only a fraction of those souls who hear the word of God will do so with goodness of heart and bring forth the fruit of salvation. Our Lord's description of earthly affairs is very correct, of course, very realistic. If we take the Christians of any given era, we will find some that fit into each categories described in the parable. But on a personal level of the individual, things are not so fantastically determined. The difference between humans hearing the word of God and the good seed sown by the sower is that, unlike the seed that simply must stay put until acted upon by the element of the world, we, so to speak, we can change our location. We can move. Supported by God's grace, we are capable of walking away from the devil, of distancing ourselves from temptation, and of separating ourselves from preoccupation with material things. Obviously, this spiritual change of location takes some effort. Often, we find that the things we know to be bad for us are difficult to give up and hard to move away from. Sometimes the effort has to go on for a lifetime. Indeed, it almost always has to go on for a lifetime, for that is the very nature of the life of the soul, the very nature of the spiritual combat. We must always move forward, otherwise we will fall backwards. Let us think about St. Paul's adventure. His epistle today is like the image of a movie. You imagine him very well in a basket with the big walls of the city with towers, and escaping in the night, escaping persecution. His story seems very heroic to us. And maybe tonight we will not be in the basket, escaping out of the walls of Milwaukee. Not exactly, but it is very instructive for us to be in the right spiritual location. We have to be continuously on the move. We can, and also we must, imitate St. Paul, at least in substance, if not in degree. This is the reality of our life, to accustom ourselves to acting habitually for God's glory and for our eternal salvation, and also for the salvation of those around us, to train ourselves to put up with the difficulties and setbacks and temptations of life while ever moving closer to God. St. Paul, we know, made several journeys about the Mediterranean Sea. But for most of us, the changes we have to make is our spiritual location. And this spiritual location is not geographical. It doesn't require a passport or journeys on a ship. These spiritual locations may never even take us outside our daily and ordinary life. But they are real journeys nonetheless. And once again, it is the time to begin then and to lay plans for future adjustments of spiritual location. Finally, let me point out another connection in between St. Paul's epistle today, his long epistle, and the Gospel of St. Luke that the liturgy gives us today. The good seed. We are told that this good seed is the Word of God. St. Paul went about the known world of his time trying to make sure that the good seed was planted everywhere. Yet, there are many people out there in the world who have never heard the Word of God, or at least never heard the Word of God stated in such a way as to convince them of the need to act upon it. We ought to consider reaching some of those people as part of our own spiritual growth and mission. Not everybody, of course, can be an active and brilliant missionary preaching like St. Paul. But we can all know our faith and practice it publicly, not only privately, but also publicly, so that the good example of the Christian faith and Christian life can do the preaching for us. And we can all pray and also work for the propagation of the faith. We have the opportunity to change our spiritual location, so that the good seed can bear abundant fruit. It takes effort on our part. It's a spiritual combat. And we know that we are often weak. So let us never forget the words of God given to St. Paul. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in thy weakness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.